AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Immigration protesters have gathered in Los Angeles again despite President Trump's extraordinary deployment of the National Guard. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
California's Attorney General Rob Bonta says that they are taking legal action against the Trump administration for unlawfully federalizing the California National Guard.
With this order, Trump and Hegseth ignored law enforcement's expertise and guidance and trampled over our state's, California's, sovereignty.
California seeks to ask for a restraining order to halt the deployment. Bonta calls the actions unlawful and unnecessary.
Since Trump announced his plan to deploy troops, the situation on the ground has escalated quickly, with unrest growing overnight, causing highways to close and putting people in danger.
President Donald Trump says
the people that are causing the problem are professional agitators, they're insurrectionists, they're bad people, they should be in jail.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump's new travel ban's now in effect. It applies to citizens of Afghanistan, Myanmar, Chad, the Republic of Congo, Equatorial Guinea, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen, with heightened restrictions on people from seven other countries, including Cuba and Venezuela. An aid boat headed for Gaza with Greta Thunberg and other activists aboard has arrived at an Israeli port after Israeli forces stopped and detained them. The activists were protesting Israel's military offensive and restrictions on aid into Gaza. They're expected to be deported. Scientists at the National Institutes of Health have published a declaration criticizing the Trump administration's cuts to public health research. The director says they have fundamental misconceptions about policy directions. A relatively quiet day of trading on Wall Street, with more trade talks between the U.S. and China taking place in London. The S&P rose 0.1%. The Dow was virtually unchanged. The Nasdaq rose 0.3%. This is AP News.
We must embed ocean priorities across climate, food systems, and sustainable finance.
Secretary General Antonio Guterres opening the UN Ocean Conference in Nice, France.
Because without a healthy ocean, there can be no healthy planet.
Charles Teledesma has more.
One watchdog group has found less than 3% of oceans are effectively protected. That's well below targets. A major focus of the Paris summit is to push to ratify the High Seas Treaty, which would enable conservation in international waters. The host of the conference, France, claims progress, but has been criticized for weak enforcement in many protected areas. The conference will also address climate funding, plastic pollution, and deep sea mining, with outcomes to be presented at the United Nations in New York this July. I'm Charles Teledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Central Ohio. The nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's CODA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.